USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After visiting Guatemala Monday to discuss ways of helping the United States border crisis, Vice President Kamala Harris will be meeting with Mexico's president Tuesday. A Minneapolis couple and their neighbors have filed a lawsuit against the city and its mayor, alleging that both parties have failed to keep residents safe amid a spike in crime over the past year. The lawsuit accuses the city of operating outside a charter that requires a minimum threshold of police officers per citizens in Minneapolis. Crime in Minneapolis continues to rise. Former New York Giants head coach Jim Fassel died Monday night at the age of 71, confirmed by his son John. Fassel suffered a heart attack and died while under sedation at a local hospital in Las Vegas, Nevada, where he lived. He had been experiencing chest pains Monday and was taken to a hospital by a friend. Fassel coached the Giants from 1997 to 2003, winning NFL Coach of the Year in 1997. USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Feeds Jerky at PistolFeedsJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Great Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolFeedsJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPeteJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPeteJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPeteJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPeteJerky.com and place your order today.
Let's get a vaccination update with Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau.
New data from the CDC shows that nearly two-thirds of American adults have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. But vaccination rates have slowed down dramatically. That is putting at risk reaching President Biden's goal of having 70% of American adults receive at least one dose by July 4th. Dr. Shad Marvasti, Director of Public Health Prevention and Health Promotion at the University of Arizona College of Medicine, tells CBS News that health officials need to engage those that are still waiting and seeing to get a shot. He says those efforts will be needed to meet the president's goal.
Fortunately, there's also a percentage of folks who are kind of having that wait-and-see approach, thinking that we're still in the experimental phase, which we're really not. And those are people that I've encountered. And really, I think those are the folks that we really need to focus on in terms of our efforts for education, and promotion of the vaccine to get them to kind of cross over and get vaccinated to protect themselves and protect everyone.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The origins of the COVID-19 pandemic continue to point towards a lab leak in Wuhan, China. Dr. Stephen Kuei, founder of Atossa Therapeutics on Fox News, explains the virus itself points to a lab leak.
It's the concept of pre-adaption. So in all previous zoonotic infections where they come from nature, nature gives us a break. It jumps to humans, but then human-to-human transmission can't be sustained, and that's a month-to-year process. Here, not only did the first patient get infected and very sick, they were able to transmit it human-to-human. That's never been seen before, and it comes about by training the virus in the lab.
Professor Richard Muller of UC Berkeley says American experts were relying on Chinese evidence to base their dismissal of a lab leak theory.
The Chinese said that they had found that it had jumped from bats to humans in that laboratory. Well, given all that, that meant that they had actually, China had done an investigation that basically settled the question. What they didn't know at the time was that China was basically hoping that would turn out to be true. The measurements showed quite different. There were no bats in the Wuhan market, and that's been dismissed. So the very premise on which these scientists wrote their letters was been demolished. But not just that, but a paper had been published by the Chinese showing the genome. The genome that they showed didn't show the complete genome, left off the critical part of what we call the double sig.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.